This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Washburn Parks Committee is looking for input from community members on their Hillside Park Improvement Project. The City Council will host a public input meeting at the Washburn Public Library on Tuesday night, sharing current plans with local residents before taking their suggestions for the future of the park. A number of options that are already under consideration are available on the City of Washburn website. Hillside Park currently features a playground, two tennis courts, a baseball backstop, and plenty of green space. With consistently low temperatures in the northern areas of the state, Wisconsin residents are getting excited for ice fishing season. Experts are warning that not every body of water is ready for those classic winter activities, however, as ice has not yet fully formed in some areas. It's still early in the season, despite it being the earliest that the worst of the cold weather has arrived in years, and while some bodies of water may already have a few inches of ice, others may only have a thin coat. Residents should exercise caution and have safety gear. Public employees in the state of Wisconsin will once again have the right to collectively bargain after a Dane County judge struck down several sections of the Act 10 law. The law was passed in 2011 and signed by former Governor Scott Walker, allowing unions like police and firefighters to maintain their bargaining rights while removing that right from groups like teachers. The decision from Judge Jacob Frost found that the law violated the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution, as only some public employees lost those bargaining rights. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect in a string of arsons over the last few weeks. The Sheriff's Office has released surveillance footage from the area of one of the fires, and they're hoping somebody from the public may recognize the suspect or be able to provide additional information. Over the last few weeks, there have been six suspected arson fires in the areas of Radisson, Exelon, and Birchwood. Anybody with information on the incident should contact the Sheriff's Office tip line. As winter weather settles into the region, warming stations across Wisconsin are opening their doors. As the state sees an overall rise in the unhoused population, many vulnerable residents may have difficulty finding somewhere to keep warm through freezing temperatures. In many communities, community gathering spaces like recreation centers, libraries, and churches may be used as warming stations during the day. A full list of warming stations, including those available for overnight use, can be found through 211 Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says this year's gun deer hunt season was the safest on record. According to preliminary data, there was just one non-fatal shooting incident during the nine-day season, surpassing the previous record set last year with just three non-fatal incidents. DNR officials say the back-to-back safest seasons on record show the improvements made to hunter safety courses. The Hunter Education Program was established in the 1960s, and since then, shooting-related deaths and injuries have plummeted. Law enforcement authorities say the body of a missing ice skater in Superior was found on Monday afternoon. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, 78-year-old Gregory Garmer of Duluth had visited Woodstock Bay in Superior to ice skate at around 1 p.m. on Sunday. When he did not return as expected, he was reported missing, and authorities began asking the public for any information about his whereabouts. Sheriff's Office officials now say Garmer fell through the ice, and his body was found in the area at around 4 p.m. on Monday. The Western Wisconsin Health Foundation has received a $390,000 grant to improve access to labor and delivery services over the next 3 years. According to a press release, officials are expecting significant population growth of around 40% over the next 15 years, but access to health care and particularly labor and delivery services has decreased in rural areas. Foundation officials say they expect to use the grant funding to expand their workforce, provide more specialized training, and offer more support for new families. A recent study conducted by researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that while the state's agricultural industry has grown over the past few years, it has become a smaller part of the overall economy. According to the study, the agricultural industry grew by about 11% from 2017 to 2022, but farming and food processing made up about 2% less of the state's total economic output over the same period. Experts say the decreased reliance on the still-growing agricultural industry is a sign of Wisconsin's stronger economic diversity. The family of former Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker and State Supreme Court Justice David Prosser has announced his passing at the age of 81. According to the statement, Prosser died Sunday after a months-long battle with cancer. He served in the State Assembly for 18 years before serving 18 years on the State Supreme Court, retiring about halfway through his second term. During his tenure with the court, he was involved in a number of consequential decisions, including the upholding of the anti-union law known as Act 10. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight in Detroit, an NBA Cup game, the in-season tournament. Doc Rivers thinks this could be a fun game to watch.
It's early in the season, and you have a game that has some meaning behind it. The team that you're playing, it's a must-win for them. You know, it's a must-win for both teams in some ways. You don't get this early. And so I think it's good for everybody.
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Michigan tonight in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation in the latest AP poll. NFL Packers getting ready for the Lions. Green Bay defensive end Lucas Van Ness has a quarterback sack in each of the Packers' last two games. I asked him about Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that he's a very efficient passer, and we're going to do what we can just to kind of keep the momentum we've had over the past few weeks, getting after quarterbacks and trying to do our best to impact the game that way.
That's the Packers' Lucas Van Ness with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a bit warmer today, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy with steady temperatures, and then tomorrow windy flurries. Will stay in the 20s through the morning, but temperatures will drop sharply by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.